No, I don't believe I have. Mm-hmm. Not for a toe sack, because it's made out of toe stuff, looking, you know what I mean. It's,
mm-hmm. What about gunny sack?
Well, now, a gunny sack, that's not a toe sack.
What's the difference?
Well, a gunny sack, it's solid. Mm-hmm. It's sort of slick. Toe sack has got a little, you know, you can see through them. It got, mm-hmm. But a gunny sack is, it's well woven real close together.
What would come in a gunny sack?
Well, now I don't know what it come in them, but I know how they make because I've seen them, but I don't know what it come in them.
Say a long time ago, if you want to take some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount that you'd take at one time? Like you'd say, I'm going to take a...
Well, you might want to take a bushel, you might want to take half bushel or a peck or two bushels. And now they used to have one of them down here as far as Chapel.
Uh-huh.
Of mills you done that, you take corn and they didn't charge anything, they just taking so much of it, you know, a toll out of it for so much for grinding, you see. They taking so much of corn, not very much, just a little bit of it, I don't know, you wouldn't hardly miss it, I mean, mm-hmm. You know, yes.
Do you ever hear people say they're going to take a turn of corn?
A what?
A turn of corn.
No, I ain't never heard of it. We always called it bushels and pecks and half bushels a year.
What if you went out and you got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms? You'd say you had a...
I had an arm load.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
piece of load or half a load of wood or something like that.
What about a jag of wood? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I hear a jag. That'd be just a little bit thrown in there or something. That could be any different pile, like from a half a rick to a quarter of a rick or something like that.
Could a jag of wood be small enough to carry in your arms?
Well, if a jag, it wouldn't hard. It'd be, I don't know. Now, jag wood is supposed to be something like a less than a quarter of a rick or something like that, see. About like two or three arm loads, I'd say. That'd be a jag.
Something you'd have on a wagon.
Yeah, something you'd have on a wagon, you see.
Something less than a half load, they say you got a jag.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Sam, nowadays if your lamp wasn't burning, you might have to screw in an electric lamp. You'd screw in
bulb, light bulb, Lamp bulb, they call them lamps up at the Westinghouse. See, his wife works up there. They call them lamps up there.
Uh-huh. The bulbs, they call them lamps?
They call them bulbs, they call them lamps up there. They won't call them a bulb up there. They call them lamps. And they got names all for them things. Boy, them little cars going in there, they got that all named, the leads and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I went up there and went through it and take a bunch of kids up there and read, and I know all about that.
Say you wanted to carry the wash out to hang it on the line. You carry it out in a closed...
basket on there, yeah.
And if you open the bottle and wanted to close it back up, you stick in a...
cork, put the cork back in, what they used to do, now you screw the lid on.
What if it's, would you call it a cork if it was made out of plastic or glass or something?
Not that it pushed down in inside the bottle.
Huh?
You'd have to push down in the bottle if you call it a cork.
Well, if it's made out of, could you have something made out of glass, would you call that a cork?
A stopper, you'd have to call that a stopper. You couldn't call anything cork. It's not a cork.
Uh-huh.
You see, a cork's made out of cork. It's regular cork. But a stopper, that would be something that goes down inside of the bottle, and it could be made out of anything, see, a stopper.
And something that musical instrument people would play like this.
Yeah, that'd be a mouth organ or a French harp or a harp or whatever. Some of them called them mouth organ, some of them called them French harps, some of them called them harps. And
what about something to go like
that'd be a Jew's harp, they call them.
Uh-huh.